Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The prospect of rescuing more people in Turkey and Syria trapped under the rubble of the massive earthquake are dwindling. But on Friday, 4 days after it struck, several survivors were pulled from the ruins in southern Turkey. Officials say the death toll from the powerful earthquake that struck the border region between Turkey and Syria on Monday is now more than 21,000, making it the world's deadliest in decades. Meantime, Geir Pedersen, who is the UN Special Envoy for Syria, says he has been assured that help can get through to whoever needs it.
I have been discussing this, in particular with representatives from the United States and from the European Union. And they assure me that they will do whatever they can to make sure that there are no impediments to assistance coming to Syria to help in this operation.
Ukrainian officials in the east, where the fiercest fighting in the war with Russia is occurring, said an anticipated fresh offensive by Moscow is underway, while President Volodymyr Zelensky said several European leaders are ready to supply aircraft he has sought. Zelensky, who was due to return to Kyiv on Friday, said in Brussels that several European Union leaders told him at the summit on Thursday they were ready to equip Ukraine with aircraft, including fighter jets. There has been no confirmation yet from other governments. As the anniversary of Russia's invasion approaches on February 24th, Kyiv has predicted an aggressive onslaught from Moscow. Malawi is experiencing the deadliest cholera outbreak in history, according to the World Health Organization officials, who note that the disease has left more than 1,200 people dead and nearly 37,000 others infected since March of last year. 23 countries are currently experiencing outbreaks, according to the WHO. This is VOA News. Finnish parliamentary groups are expected to discuss Friday when to ratify NATO's founding treaties, in a move that could lead the country to proceed with membership ahead of neighboring Sweden. We get more on this story from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The two Nordic countries sought NATO membership shortly after Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year. While most member states have ratified the applications, Turkey has yet to give its approval. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said last week that Turkey's position on Finland is positive, but it is not positive on Sweden. On Friday, parliamentary groups in Finland will decide whether Parliament should ratify NATO's founding treaties before it goes into recess on March the 3rd. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Australia has for the first time rejected a coal mining application based on environmental law. We get more on that story from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The government's under pressure to block all new coal and gas extraction projects in the interest of curbing climate change. But Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says she would decide individual projects on their own merits. On Wednesday, Plibersek announced her decision to prevent excavation of the Central Queensland Coal Project, less than 6 miles from the Great Barrier Reef off the northeast Australian coast. The minister said the risk of pollution and irreversible damage to the reef was very real. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of demonstrators demanding the president's resignation marched in protest in the Peruvian capital Lima Thursday, where some clashes were reported. The Peruvian police fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators after trying to reach the Congress. President Dina Boluarte took office in December after her predecessor Pedro Castillo was ousted for seeking to dissolve the legislature. The current administration will remain in place until 2026 unless early elections are approved. Boluarte has said the responsibility of approving a new round of voting falls exclusively on Congress. At least 58 people have been killed in protests nationwide since the ousting of Castillo. And President Biden, under fire from some lawmakers, said Thursday he did not view a Chinese spy balloon that transited the United States before it was shot down in the Atlantic to be a major security breach. Biden, who has sought to maintain communications with China, has and not allow tensions with Beijing to get out of control, said in the Noticias Telemundo interview that he did not regret waiting until the balloon was over water to shoot it down. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.